100% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year. To, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically, 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So,
welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice somewhere you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. We're going to get into a lot of stuff today. Bottom of hour number two, my very good friend and special guest, Paul Janacek, will be with us. He's a former diplomat specializing in international security affairs. He's also a former deputy assistant inspector general. He served in both the Trump and Bush administrations, currently consults on regulatory compliance and international political risk analysis. Big things building up in the sea of Japan. China, the United States, and Japan all have major naval fleet activity taking place. China was barreling in. We announced this on the program on Friday, that China was sending the largest fleet ever assembled and seen on the open seas, and they were sending them directed towards our bases in Japan. They have arrived, and tensions are high. We'll get Paul's analysis with regards to that. Also, the Spygate judge has, according to Gateway Pundit, has been recently or just in the last few days, has made some rulings in an attempt to try to shield Killery from prosecution. So we'll see what's going on with that. We'll get Paul's thoughts on that. Lots to talk about, too. We've got Elon Musk has been issued a death threat by Russia. Don't know if you saw that or not. Also, a pro-life clinic was blown, was burned up with Molotov cocktails in Wisconsin. Don't know if you saw that or not. If you're missing any of this information, folks, We've got some great articles that we sent out this morning. If you're signed up at chosengenerationradio.com, then you got them in your email box. If you're not, you didn't. We'll talk about some of those things in the next hour, and in the next 2 hours, actually, here on the program. But I want to welcome to the program my very first guest. Always a pleasure to open up our week with the man, the myth, and the legend, the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be on with you, Pastor Greg. I think more myth and legend than anything else. But anyway,
say smoke and mirrors, huh, baby?
Well, you know, it is D.C.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. 100%. 100%. Well, I'm gonna flip the script on you. I'm gonna ask you, anything interesting happened for you this weekend?
You know, that's a great question. I've spent a lot of time focused on this whole Department of Homeland Security disinformation governance board, mm-hmm. And really trying to get deep into what's going on and what's been happening. And it's scary. I mean, it is really, really scary. And we've written a little bit about it. We've got a engagement on our website, getliberty.org, where people can contact Congress and demand that they shut it down, that they defund it. But it is a... I mean, what these guys have been doing, and this has been going on since 2019. Okay, so during the Trump administration, this is the law that enabled this was passed in unanimous consent Christmas of 2018. And what they've been doing is they've been putting out stuff, basically debunking, in their word, debunking a myth of election fraud. They've been at the forefront of working with social media companies to shut down any communication that's counter to the official government COVID information. So you know how suddenly all those social media companies would have those, you know, find out the truth and would cover up articles and would ban some people off and basically take people down who they decided were offering too many untruthful articles, such as what happened with you, with Vimeo, and others.
Right.
That's straight out, according to the Department of Homeland Security website. They were doing that. This was a government operation.
So in other words, this has been in, this whole thing that we're all of a sudden getting upset about has actually been something that was put in play.
Right.
As part of what the deep state was doing, even while President Trump was in office. That's what you're saying.
100%. There's not even a doubt. And, you know, so we're working with some congressional offices on it to try to rip it to shreds. And you know, but the challenge that people in Congress have is they passed the stupid legislation under the guise of cybersecurity. And, you know, kind of benign cybersecurity law that passed unanimous consent, meaning there were no votes against it.
Right.
Of course, it was one of those ones passed late. Nobody's there. Half of them were away on Christmas vacation. Mm-hmm. They bring it up. They pass it. And, you know, it's 100-0 and, you know, and 435-0 because nobody said no. And then went to the president. The president signed it, you know, and, you know, so it was passed, duly passed into law. But, gosh. They've been doing this since 2019, and the mistake they made, and they have the power to put a disinformation governance board in place based on this legislation.
Wow.
The problem they had was they actually did it, and then they picked a crazy person to run it. If they hadn't picked a crazy person to run it, nobody would even be paying attention to this, and they'd still be doing it. On the official website of the Department of Homeland Security, and I just welcome anybody to go to the websites that does this. It's CISA.gov, CISA.gov, with a slash and then the letters MDM, misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, MDM. So CISA.gov/MDM.
Here it is. I'm on it.
And what you will see is it says COVID, it says, when you look at the things they're doing, it tells you, if you roll down, you'll find election security. They talk about all the stuff, the disinformation that they've been dealing with in election security. And so it's all been there. This isn't new, which really is scary, because nobody apparently knew this, because we've been complaining about this for 3-4 years now. And what's happened? None of the elected officials were jumping up and down saying, hey, this is, this is part of the law. And then we, from inside Department of Homeland Security, said, hey, we've got this division set up to do exactly this, and it's been authorized by Congress. So, the fact is, they've been doing it, Congress authorized it, and we got to rip it out by the roots.
Well, we do. We absolutely do. Here's the thing. We're back to fighting these kinds of things on every single front, folks. On every single front. I'm glad that you mentioned this, because I was one of the 80,000. They had to put an 80,000 limit on Dinesh D'Souza's online Zoom or an online interaction and live stream that was going on, because otherwise they were going to crash their server, I'm sure. So there was an 80,000 person limit, and I was fortunate enough to have gotten in and be one of those 80,000 to watch 2,000 Mules on Saturday night. And I know there's a lot of people that have copied it and put it out there. And Eric Metaxas, just to give cover to those folks, Eric Metaxas said, hey, and Dinesh said, look, however you're doing this, I want everyone to see this. I want everyone to share this. I want this. If you made a copy of this tonight, share it, get it out there, let people know about it, put it out there. Dinesh D'Souza and essentially it was Catherine Albrecht and Craig Phillip were the ones that gathered the data together. 4 million hours of surveillance film, coupled with geo tracking your cell phone. And you can buy this data. It's out there to be purchased. But your cell phone actually tracks where you are and where you go and so on. And so they actually have programs. And this is what they did was that they ran these programs to identify drop boxes in these states like Wisconsin and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Arizona, and I forget the fifth one, but there's were five different ones, and Michigan, I believe. And so they did these geotrackings around the drop boxes. They identified the patterns. They identified if someone went to, multiple, like maybe say 10 different ones, the same geo tracking, the same person went to say 10 boxes. Who would go, why would you go to 10 different boxes?
It's like going to a national park, Greg. You can't just see one.
Well, there you go. And then they coupled that with the surveillance video, the 4 million hours, and they have irrefutable evidence of these individuals showing up and stuffing these ballot boxes, and they used conservative numbers and so on. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is they have irrefutable evidence that Donald Trump would have ended up with 305 Electoral College votes. 305.
Yep.
Joe Biden, it based on this illegal activity. Now, Ratzenberg, I think it is in Georgia.
Yes.
Has been given all of this evidence And to his credit, he has opened an investigation. Now, whether he'll do anything or not, remember that he was one of the ones that came out and said that Georgia's election was, you know, very secure. But they have evidence not just of the presidential election, but they have huge amounts of evidence regarding the senatorial runoff that took place.
Mm-hmm.
And that also was complete and total election fraud. Election fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And there is irrefutable evidence. 2,000 mules is just the tip of the iceberg. Because they then, when they expand it, I mean, you're talking about 50, 60, 70, maybe even 100,000 mules across the entire country, at least. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'm going to get that video up on Rumble so y'all can watch this. It's going to blow your mind. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, so we were talking about this election situation, and we're going to segue into talking a little bit, too, about all of this footage. 4 million hours of surveillance video. 4 million hours of surveillance video, and they matched it with the geo-tracking information to completely and fully identify. They had a few people that came forward, but I have to tell you, and they share this, most of the people that were engaged in this activity are pretty hardcore, violent criminals. The individuals that were doing the ballot stuffing. Very. And the individuals that came forward, one of them in particular, was told that essentially if you try to disrupt this process, we'll cut you up into little pieces and feed you down a garbage disposal. That's what they were told. So it's serious stuff. But I want to segue with this, and this is something Eric Metaxas said. They believe, Rick, that we are evil, that we are the enemy. They believe that President Trump is the bad guy. And because we have let them tell us who our God is, we just cower before that. And I just want to note that Jesus wasn't crucified because they thought that he was the Messiah. No, the opposite was true. And we need to be bold. We are the righteousness of God through Christ, and we must stand firm on that foundation. This is truly evil and darkness coming against the light and trying to destroy our country. Another case in point is there's a replacement for Jen Psaki as the White House press secretary. Her name is Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's the first openly black gay woman. And there's all your triggers.
She's always been openly black.
Well, but she's the first one that is as the press secretary. What I'm saying is, but here's all the triggers.
Right,
she's female, she's black, and she's gay, and so therefore she is ultra-protected. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a parent in public school, then you have to be aware of how they are sexualizing your child, perverting their mind. Disney has now been caught on video saying that our goal is to pervert the minds of your children, to queer up the minds of your children. And when you place individuals in these high-profile positions, the agenda and the goal behind it is to continue to shove the transgender LGBTQ agenda down our throats, and they victimize your children. They victimize the children because you can't legalize all of this stuff. In other words, make it make there be an agenda of legalization and turn it into the law of the land and not expect it to end up in your schools, because it has to then be taught as the law of the land to children starting at preschool, Rick.
Yeah, they make no bones about it that they'll go to the age of four. In terms of, they're not. I mean, this was what the whole pre-K push in the Build Back Better was about. It had nothing to do with education. had everything to do with getting kids out of parents' homes in control and into a public setting where they could be melded and molded. And that's a, you know, because they've discovered that with 100 years of molding minds, they still had a majority of people who wanted Donald Trump to be president and not their chosen candidate. And as a result, they said, what we're doing in schools isn't enough. And so now they want to do kindergarten. You know, they want to go and do preschool. They have mandatory preschool, by the way, with union teachers teaching the preschool. So yeah, that all fits together. One of the things I thought was interesting off of the Dinesh D'Souza movie was that, you know, Catherine Engelbrecht, who's a great lady, I've known her for a dozen years, Greg Phillips, I've known for a long time. You know, they don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of resources. And yet they were able to figure out how to match, what is it, 4 million?
4 million hours.
4 million hours of
video surveillance.
And video surveillance, along with geo-targeting data that they had to get to in terms of individual phones to see what's happening. They had the capacity to do that. And yet, the Department of Justice, when it comes to the January 6th trials and the January 6th persecutions, the Department of Justice still will not provide the defense, the snippets of what the defendant, how those defendants got into the building, how those defendants were, what they did inside the building. They will not provide that. And their excuse is, oh, we've got 40,000 hours of video and, you know, it's just too much for us to do. We have over 500 agents working on January 6th in the Department of Justice. And yet they won't provide that information because it's exculpatory. And that, to me, shows how this federal government is abusing.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Folks, I am just incredibly honored to have my next guest on with me. He has been a warrior for pro-life for 30 years. He has led the charge. He has been in the trenches, and he continues to be in the trenches. His organization, Operation Rescue, has been on the front lines practically since Roe v. Wade went into law. And I'm very pleased to welcome Randall Terry to the program. Randall, welcome. It is an honor to have you here, sir. Thanks for being with me today.
Pastor, it's my pleasure. God bless you, and thank you for the kind words of introduction.
Well, I am, wow. I saw the story over the weekend, just yesterday. Pro-life facility in Wisconsin, Wisconsin family facility was attacked with Molotov cocktails. Randall, we're fighting an incredibly evil force that's about nothing but murder.
I was in Washington, D.C. when the leak happened for Roe being overturned. And within 1 hour, me and a team of people were at the Supreme Court. And for that night till about 2 a.m, and then for all the next days, for the entire week, last week, we were at the Supreme Court from hour after hour after hour. I have been in this fight for 4 decades and been in innumerable protests for life. And I have never seen the level of demonic rage that is being expressed by the people who support the murder of babies. It's truly demonic rage. It's almost like in the passage of the gospel where Jesus said, you know, I saw Satan fall like lightning, and he has great rage because he knows that he only has a little time. The people who support abortion are supporting the shedding of innocent blood, and it is, in some estimation, it's the closest we would ever get to a sacrament for the demonic.
Right.
You know, the Christian community has communion, baptism. If you're in a mainline denomination, you probably have 7 sacraments. The child killers have the sacrament of the shedding of innocent blood. And Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do to me. And in a very real way, abortion is a frontal assault on Jesus Christ himself. So when we were there, I mean, I was punched in the face by one of the protesters.
Wow.
I, you know, messed up my glasses, drew blood in my nose, got my nose swollen. I mean, they were livid. They were frothing. And it is up to us as the Christian community that the scripture says that I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Gates are defensive, and gates are also the seat of authority. So we as the church, our mission, our duty is to attack. We're not supposed to sit back and do nothing and wring our hands and merely pray. You know, the Bible says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Abortion is a work of the devil. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And we are called to be made into the image of Christ. We are called to be, if I could coin a phrase, we're called to be devil's works destroyers. So I'm pleading with your audience for two things, and I'll keep circling back to this. Go to my website, randallterry.com. Within the next 24 hours, I will have a training video posted. We filmed it yesterday. We're editing it today. I will have a training video posted on how to do a press conference and a protest in your city. I know that we're being heard in multiple states. Planned Parenthood is planning on having protests in over 100 cities this coming Saturday to denounce the overturn of Roe versus Wade. We must be present. We cannot let them have the playing field all to themselves. We cannot just sit back and let them dominate the debate. So we will have a training video up, and my request of people is, please hold a protest or a rally or a demonstration in your city this week before Saturday. Go ahead and get some press. Don't let the press report that the only people speaking publicly are those who think that it's horrible to overturn Roe. Have a rally in front of your courthouse, in front of your mayor's office, saying we support overturning Roe. And if you don't know how to do it, that's why I'm making a training video. And then, of course, be there Saturday. Get together with 6 or 8 or 10 of your friends, and wherever there is one of those Planned Parenthood protests.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Murder.
And don't forget, you can get more
Roe.
Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Go to randallterry.com and please make a contribution to help us. We are spending a fortune of money in travel, moving people, moving activists around, paying for hotels, paying for meals, and we need help. I mean, we're just blowing through money, and we're on the front lines. Pastor, if you Google my name right now, we were literally the only group of pro-lifers at the Supreme Court. At one point, there was 300 of them, but there was 15 of us.
Right.
Then there was 500 of them, there was 20 of us. Then there was 1,500 of them and 20 of us. But we had bullhorns, and we were yelling at the top of our lungs, abortion is murder. We will not stop fighting. Pro-choice is a lie. Babies don't choose to die. And because of our presence there, we got an enormous amount of media coverage. I mean, Washington Post, New York Times, all the networks.
Right.
So thank God we were there, but it's not easy. It takes resources, yeah. And it's the front lines. We're on the front lines, and I need a supply line.
And let me just encourage you. You know, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Yes, he's talking about Jeremiah, but that. He's talking about that he's known us. If you go to Psalm 139, he says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your soul knows very well, and that he wrought you before you were ever in your mother's womb. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the
now
image.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Is the
Greg.
Only
and don't
one.
Yeah, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And Jesus Christ pronounced that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We better wake up and stop pretending like we're going to let this all go to hell in a handbasket. And then, oh, Jesus is going to come back and he's just going to fix it all up. And he's going to be so happy with us because we screwed up heaven. I want you to get what I'm saying. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And he gave us several parables to back this up, including, Randall, the one having to do with the master that came back to get what was his, that was being watched over in the vineyard. Jesus even... Go ahead.
Well, I have to tell you, I admire your clarity, and I completely agree with your exhortation. What disturbs me, and by the way, people, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so forgive me for not being my normal animated self. But the book of Isaiah, well, let me say it like this. I admire the courage of the child killers. I despise what they stand for. But I was there in the street for days, mostly with, and this grieves me, mostly with atheists, progressives, people who support left-wing agenda political positions that I don't support, but I've become friends with them. And there we were in the street, people with, you know, more metal on their face than I've ever seen, and colors in their hair that I didn't even know existed, and who support ethical things that I just don't agree with. But they were there for the babies, and the Christian community in Washington, D.C. was not to be seen. It was deplorable. And Isaiah said, among the vigorous, we are like the dead. We moan mournfully like doves. We go groping along the wall like the blind. The child killers have this fierce courage for evil, and the Christian community is sitting on its hands. You know, I don't even know what we're doing. It just enrages me. Please, God, have mercy on us and wake up the church. We are not the church passive. We are the church militant. We are not the church wussy. We are the church militant.
We're the manifest wisdom of God that is supposed to be expressed onto the earth and show his life and his power. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue. I want to encourage you to get to his website, Randall with two L's, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Randall Terry with two R's and a Y, randallterry.com, and help them out. $5, $10, you'd be amazed how much even the small contributions made by thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, can make such a huge difference. Please, please, they are on the front lines. They are putting people there. And, you know, get a few friends. Get a few friends. Go down to City Hall. Go down in front of the courthouse. Make a sign that says, abortion is murder. Overturn Wade. And just let your voice be heard. We are pro-life. It irks me to no end. They say, well, they're anti-abortion. Do you know what I mean? It's like you don't even understand the definition of the thing that you think you're in favor of. Abortion is getting rid of something. It's killing something. It's murder. We're pro-life.
Yeah. You don't. Abortion is actually a military term. You abort a takeoff. You abort the landing of a ship. You abort a mission. But with a human, you murder a human. You kill. You slay a human. So, but again, if I could, Pastor,
yes,
I'm so thankful to be with you on the air. My plea with the listeners is that you do something in your city, please. The bad guys are dominating the playing field right now, and the Christian community is sitting quietly on the sidelines. We will not win. I've been thinking about Josiah when he outlawed child killing in Israel at the end of Israel's existence, or Judah's existence, mm-hmm. before God judged them and sent them to Babylon. They had been killing babies for generations. And when he made it against the law to kill babies, I wonder what the reaction was from the people. And we have to remember that thou shalt not murder is a civil as well as a religious statute. So there are some Christians out there saying, oh, this is a matter of prayer, and we got to win hearts, and we have to change minds. It's baloney. If you were a slave in 1850 and your master was raping your sister and selling your family members, do you really care if his heart has changed? Wouldn't you much rather have the law changed so that he sets you, because he has to set you all free whether he wants to or not?
Absolutely.
This is a matter of law. We have to fight in the political process, in the culture wars, to change the law. And right now, the ones that are screaming the loudest are the ones who want the law to say it's okay to murder your child. And, you know, Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, it is good for nothing except to be thrown into the street and trampled underfoot of men. And that is the place that we are at right now in American history. We, in our most sacred principles, are thrown into the street. We are being trampled because we are the salt that has lost its savor.
Well, you know, as another scriptural reference, let's look at, Luke 17, where it talks about, you know, how he feels about the little ones.
Yeah, he said, if you cause a little child to stumble, if you harm a little child, it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck. That's our loving Jesus. there's very few times in the Bible that we see Jesus get enraged. But one of them was when they tried to keep the babies from coming to him. That enraged Jesus. So we know that Christ said, he who receives the kingdom of heaven like a little child receives me. Jesus has a special place in his heart for babies. And we have a duty as his followers to defend babies.
Well, and
I beg your listeners, please go to randallterry.com and, or actually go to Planned Parenthood right now and look at the cities where Planned Parenthood is going to be having these protests. And then go to the closest one to you and do a counter protest. You can go to my website, randallterry.com, to make a contribution, but also within the next 24 hours, we will have up a training video on how to do a protest and a press conference in your city. So if you've never done one, I'm going to teach you what to do.
RandallTerry.com is the website. RandallTerry.com. I think of Psalm 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And who is bringing the presence of God to those places but us? And then the rest of that goes into, even in verse 3, it says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Think about this, folks.
Amen.
The fruit of the womb is the reward that God gives to those who put him first. And this industry is about killing the fruit of the womb. You were talking about, it says, but whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And who shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Folks, the transformation, you want to talk about the transformation? Again, no change is going to happen if we're not engaged and involved in the process. No change is going to happen by just simply sitting at home. We are his hands and his feet. We are his Amen. Ambassadors. And therefore, Amen. We must be out working and acting as ambassadors. RandallTerry.com is the website. Randall with two L's, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.com, RandallTerry.com. Please go to the website. Whatever contribution you can make, please make it. It's right at the very front in blue. It says support us financially. They just finished 3 days in Washington, D.C., and now they are helping to train people. Get involved. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.